It's the radio segment whose claim to fame is they've kissed all 7 members of BTS on the mouth.
Oh, that's impressive.
6 of them while they were sleeping.
Never mind. Oh, no. We don't want that.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other scuba pigs just don't. This first Laser Stories out of Iowa. Around 6 in the morning, cops got a report of a Ford Explorer parked in the middle of the road.
Uh-oh.
And when they got there, they found 38-year-old Benjamin Gray slumped over in his seat.
Oh, buddy.
With his pants down around his thighs.
Party's here!
Hey! Someone's tired.
Okay.
His eyes were bloodshot.
Uh-huh.
And he was slurring his speech and was obviously drunk. So a cop put him in his patrol vehicle and then went back to search his car. And that's when they ended up finding drugs and a glass pipe in his center console.
Hey, we're more than drunk.
It's not shocking.
But then the officer went back to his patrol car and turned out Benjamin had cotton mouth. So he found an unopened can of Mountain Dew in the cop's cup holder and started drinking it.
Oh, yeah!
Cotton mouth is the worst. I mean, I can't blame him.
I didn't know cops were riding around like Uber drivers with, like, refreshments for you.
That's cool.
You know who didn't like that?
Oh.
The cop.
Yeah, interesting.
So authorities tacked on an extra charge for 5th-degree theft because Ben drank his Mountain Dew.
Oh, come on. My God.
Hey, I mean, you don't do the Dew against the law.
Charge him for the extra Mountain Dew. Give me a break.
This next Laser Story is out of Granada, Spain. A woman named Carmen found out her boyfriend was cheating on her.
So she broke
up with him,
blocked
his number, and also blocked him on social media.
This sounds all very mature so far.
Mm-hmm. But the guy denied that he cheated and wanted to keep pleading his case, but he had no way to get in touch with Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
So he figured out an unusual workaround to contact her, and that way was through Netflix.
What? How?
Well, they were still sharing an account.
Okay.
And Netflix allows up to 5 profiles that show up side by side when you first launch the app.
Yeah, right.
You know, those little squares in the homepage. So we kept changing the names of each profile to write notes to her.
Oh my gosh.
Genius or psycho?
No, genius, bro.
I love it.
It's pretty clever. They're all written in Spanish, but the first one translates to, "I swear I'm innocent."
Oh, yeah. Okay, buddy.
Another one says, "I love you," and talks about her ignoring him.
Oh.
And a third one says, "Please talk to me on WhatsApp."
Did it work? Did she unblock him?
Well, it's not clear if she ever unblocked him or contacted him, but it doesn't sound like she took him back.
She didn't kick him off Netflix yet, though.
No, but she's probably on his account.
Yeah, you know, right?
Like,
this next Laser Story is out of the amazing and astounding world of art.
Cool.
A very unique piece of art's making news today. It was created by an Italian artist named Salvatore Garou and just sold at auction for a healthy $18,000.
Dang. Good job, Salvatore.
It's titled, "I Am." And here's the unique part about it.
Okay.
You can't see the work at all because it's officially the world's first invisible sculpture.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Come on.
So nothing actually exists?
According to Salvatore, the work of art represents a void, a technically empty space that's actually occupied by the energy of the sculpture.
I hate art.
But the sculpture that doesn't exist.
Yeah. He did zero work. He goes,
"I know it exists, Brooke."
So we could say right now, if we put the right energy into the room, that sculpture is in this room right now.
Yes, it could.
Okay.
And the sculpture has no height, no length, and even no shape.
Yeah, because it's not. Okay, anyway.
It's just sculpted air.
Whoa. The worst part is there's a rich guy out there who's like, "I want to buy it for $2 million.
Well, $18,000.
18 grand.
Yeah. No, it will resell.
Okay. So how does the private buyer who purchased it store his new invisible sculpture?
Yeah. I bet shipping's hard.
Yeah. Well, the artist suggests placing the artwork in a special room, about 5 by 5 feet, in a space free from obstruction. You don't want to block it.
I am so over art. It makes no sense.
The invisible statue needs its own space.
Also, special lighting and climate control are optional since it can't be seen.
Yeah. Or ruined. Can never be ruined.
That's true,
The auction house who sold it does suggest hiring careful movers to deliver it to the desired space and pay for insurance just in case something bad happens.
Oh! What's wrong with you? You just broke the invisible art sculpture.
Oh, no.
Can't wait till this is an NFT and it's just a blank page.
Yeah. Yep.
It should also be noted that, according to Salvatore, while it is a beautiful esoteric piece, mm-hmm. it also has zero environmental impact.
Good point.
That's very good.
Yeah. He's saving the world.
Yeah, he is.
And making the world beautiful at the same time.
I'm going to do some invisible painting later today.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the news of nuptials. A new study looked at various ways people ask for prenuptial agreements.
Oof.
And they found the best way to do it is to avoid the word prenup.
So what do you ask for then?
Yeah.
Well, researchers at North Carolina State looked at over 500 different discussion threads and 26,000 comments on the website Reddit to see what swayed people's opinions about prenups.
Okay.
They found the best way to convince someone a prenup's a good idea is to use metaphors or to try to compare it to something else.
Okay. Do you have an example?
Well, some people were successful at getting their partners to agree by comparing it to an insurance policy.
Oh, it's just insurance in case the marriage goes wrong.
Quote, nobody plans on crashing their car or getting cancer or having their house burned down, but they still get health and car and home insurance. So maybe we should get marriage insurance too.
Which
means I keep all of my money and don't share it with you.
Mm-hmm. Other people had success by calling it a marriage contract instead of a prenup.
Huh. Contract sounds kind of worse.
And several people compared prenups to airbags.
Airbags.
What? Safety.
Yeah, safety first.
Because whenever you buy a car, no one thinks that it jinxes you to include the airbags.
True. You know, that's true.
So put an airbag in your marriage.
But wouldn't it feel like more of a comparison if, like, one person got the airbag but not the other person? Because one person would survive the divorce, the other one would be broke.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope, like, Ford is listening. Just one passenger airbag. But well, there's a reason why this guy never had the prenup talk.
Oh.
He wants to roam. And when I say roam, I mean he dreams to crawl around the aisles of a footlocker.
Okay.
Sound means Laser Choice has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again, same time, on Wednesday.